So my parents split up when I was around 5 years old. My mom moved out and we decided to live with my dad. Now, I want to point out also that my dad is an amazing person. He's such a good soul. However, my dad struggles with addiction to alcohol specifically, and it was really bad. My brother and I, my sister, I can't speak for them, but me growing up, we were really neglected because of my dad's alcoholism. So he would drink for 3 or 4 days straight, all day and all night. And then he would sleep for like 2 days. He was what's called now like a functioning alcoholic. So he would go to work somehow. And the 2 days he would take off and he would just sleep for those 2 days. So I would be cooking and cleaning and doing things in the house and taking care of my brother. That was really hard on me growing up. I even remember we were neglected, like food wise and stuff, because my dad would be passed out or like would forget to feed us, things like that. So I remember eating cereal once with water because I was just trying to find whatever I could to eat. So I think in a lot of ways, my dad tried the best he could, but he just couldn't like emotionally handle 3 children on his own. It was really hard for him. So, but most of the time, like I said, we spent outside, and some of my earliest memories are kind of being attacked by demons, really. It made me vulnerable. And I didn't realize the power of Jesus when I was young to cast out like demons and things like that. I wish I had known like the power of that and the control I actually had over them.
Before we get there, actually, I want to ask more questions about your family. We'll get to that story later. I'm actually curious about, you said you talked about having siblings. So how are you the oldest siblings? You kind of seem like that. How old are your siblings compared to you?
So I'm the middle child. My brother is a year and 3 months younger than me. And my sister's 4 years older than me.
Okay. So talking about your dad, I think there's something very interesting that we have to mention before we get into the other stuff that happened, because you talked about a haunted house. We'll get into it. But can you tell me about your dad's family history? Because I think it's going to connect very strangely. What do you know about his side of the family?
So my father's side of the family is very interesting. I've always kind of said or thought that possibly that side of the family has some sort of curse, maybe passed down through generations, because every one of my family members is very affected by very traumatic things within the family. So there is a lot of house fires and traumas with that. So my grandmother's house, when she was a little girl, it burned down. My aunt and uncle later, they were living in like an apartment together in separate units. That apartment building burned down. Then my family also owns like a family restaurant. There's a lot of cooks in my family. That restaurant burned down. Then unfortunately, my dad's cousin, her house burned down with her husband and her 3 kids inside. And luckily, she was able to get out and her 3 kids were able to get out. And one of the sons went out through the back door. So the father ended up going back inside to try and save his son. And unfortunately, like the dad passed away. And amongst other things, there's a lot of mental health problems within that side of the family. A lot. I have about 4 or 5 family members that are clinically diagnosed with schizophrenia. A few of my family members have been in psychiatric units. I guess what you would call like a modern day insane asylum. One of my cousins has been in and out of those types of facilities. And there's a lot of mental health issues too, like with depression, anxiety. A few of my family members have unalived themselves. And just recently, actually, like 2 months ago, one of my relatives did. So it's kind of never ending. And there's this, I pray against it, but it just feels like there's this inevitable, honestly, force that's there causing problems and issues within my family. 2 of my cousins were involved in a really horrific car accident, and one of them almost died. She was going to be airlifted. She had unbelievable severe injuries. And she came to live with me afterwards for like a year during her recovery process. So I took care of her during that time. Yeah, we plagued with alcohol and addiction issues also. A lot of my family members struggle with that, myself included, when I was younger. So there's just this insane force of, in my opinion, demonic curse or something within the family. Even though that family is also very, a lot of them are very Christian. So I don't know if that's a form of an attack on them also.
It's very strange, especially the fire part. Because one fire is a thing, but one, like, fire is actually, house burning down is actually quite rare, but it does happen. But there's four in the same family, pretty close. And then you said, I think four also people that were diagnosed with schizophrenia, which is also a rare disease. So there's definitely something weird within your dad's family. And I think that's actually going to be important in your story and to give context as to the things that happened, because you lived in what you called a haunted house. And potentially there's something connected to your family history, but I want to know everything that you remember from the earliest time. What's the earliest memory that you have in that house of it being haunted?